Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and today I am flying solo. I decided to fly solo on this episode because I had a really interesting interaction at the gym today, and I wanted to share that with you and kind of share, first of all, what happened and how I thought about it and how I had to kind of rethink some things and just some familiar negative voices that were popping into my head. And I just want to share all that with you because I think it's super important, first of all, for me to put it out there because I'm far from perfect. I still struggle with a lot of things. And I think this is something very common that I think a lot of you may struggle with as well. So before I get into the interaction itself, I wanted to say Happy New Year. Happy 2020. It's super exciting. New decade. Lots of great stuff coming at you this year and for years moving forward. And I just wanted to take a second too and say thank you. I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you that are consistently liking or commenting on my posts, on my stories, or sending me messages, who are listening to this podcast and over on my YouTube. And by the way, I filmed a lot of YouTube content. We'll be posting a lot over on YouTube in the next several weeks. So be on the lookout there. But I just wanted to say thank you. And I don't say it enough, I think. And that is one thing I would like to work on and be better at this coming year, is just to let you guys know how grateful I am for each and every one of you being present all the time and supporting me and allowing me into your life. So thank you. Thank you so much. I love you all more than I can even begin to say. So I did a post about 2020 earlier this morning, and I put a couple things in that post that are ringing true for me and things that I have really absorbed over 2019, this last year in particular. And the first one is I put it number one, not because it's the most important, but because it's the most current probably for me. And that is, I was talking about building muscle. And those of you that have been hanging around know that I have been in a muscle building phase, and I am about to hit month four of muscle building. And I have documented that journey. If you haven't seen any of that, head on over to my YouTube because there are several videos and updates on my muscle building phase over on YouTube. And I explain everything there. But if you've been following along, you know, it hasn't been a piece of cake, and no pun intended, I guess. It hasn't been easy. There have been some really difficult times surrounding eating. And you know, it's so interesting because I hear people say, oh man, you're so lucky you get to eat. And it's like, no, it's not quite like that. That's kind of what we all fantasize about, I think. We all think, oh boy, we can eat. We can really kind of do whatever we want. That's not how you build muscle. That's how you start getting bulky and maybe putting on too much fat. And I think that issue is actually where that whole myth of women getting bulky when they lift comes from. Women don't get bulky because they're lifting heavy weight. Women get bulky because they're eating too much food while they're lifting heavy weight. That's what happens. It's the food that's the problem. It's not the lifting heavy piece. But I think in our head, when we think building muscle, eating more food, that's kind of what we fantasize about. And that's really not what it's about. I have been adding calories in slowly but surely, and I've been gaining a pound a month, which was my target, pound a month, which is great. And I'm starting this whole podcast off with this because through this muscle building phase, I had a period of the last 3.5 weeks or so where I was traveling, and I got very sick. I got the crud, whatever that crud is. Finally had to go on antibiotics, and I finally feel better. And I don't sound like Peppermint Patty from Charlie Brown. But that was about a 3.5 week period where I didn't have very much control over what I was eating. I was trying to be smart about it, but I didn't have a ton of control. And then I couldn't eat. I was sick. I couldn't talk, couldn't eat, couldn't work out. So I had a chunk of time, almost a month, not quite a month, a time where, yeah, I really couldn't uphold much of what I was trying to do prior to that. And so as a result, I feel out of shape. I feel squishy. I've used that term before. I feel like I've gained weight. Well, the reality was I had lost some weight, but it came back on very quickly. So now I'm right back to where I was weight-wise, but I don't feel that way. And this is what's interesting. I haven't worked out strongly until last week. That was my first week back at the gym where I felt like I could really go at it hard. And I feel soft. I don't feel strong. And if this has ever happened to you, like being out of commission for a while, for whatever reason, you just haven't been able to work out for a reason, you may understand what I'm talking about. In my head, I feel like I look a certain way. I feel like I looked flabbier, softer. I feel like I don't have the definition that I used to have. All those kinds of things. That's how I think I look. And that's how I feel. Very squishy, like Pooh Bear kind of stuff. Winnie the Pooh, he's kind of squishy. And then I look in the mirror and I don't look like that at all. I don't look like that. And this here, right here, is just a really fascinating thing. And maybe you have seen a meme out there where there's a picture of a young girl looking in the mirror at herself. And the young girl is of average build. You know, she's not like super thin. She's not super heavy. She's just an average built girl. And she's looking at herself in the mirror. And what we see is her reflection, which is this ginormous person who's four times the size of what she actually is. And that's how she views herself when she looks in the mirror. But that's not reality. That's kind of how it is with me sometimes. I will think I look one way in the mirror, especially now in this muscle building phase I'm in. I think I look one way in the mirror, which is not a flattering way. I think I look like fat or heavy or whatever. And then I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, you know what? No, I don't look like that. I don't. I have to kind of stop listening to those voices in my head. And I tell you this because this is something that has been something with me for, gosh, 30 years. Most of my life, I think, I have gone through periods of that kind of dysmorphia, I guess, body dysmorphia to some degree, where I feel like I look one way, but the reality is I don't. And that's kind of where I was a little bit like that today. So I decided, you know what? It's 2020, the first day of a new decade. I am not going to go to the gym and cover myself up because I feel like I look soft. The hell with that. So I went to the gym. If you saw my stories, I went to the gym and I wore shorts and my sports bra, just like I do on most days. I don't wear stuff like that every day. Usually if it's not clean, I can't do it, but that's kind of how I've become a little bit more minimalist. The less I have on, the better. I just don't want to mess with big shirts and tanks and things like that anymore. So I've gotten up the nerve over time to go to the gym in shorts and a sports bra. And here's the interesting thing with that. Today, I was like, oh man, okay, I'm going to do it. I felt uncomfortable about doing it. But I just said, the hell with it. I'm just going to do it anyway, whatever. And I did. And I, you know, once I was there and I got going, I felt fine. And as I was watching myself in the mirror doing a couple exercises, I thought, you know what? It's never as bad as what I always think it is. Like always, maybe I think I'm going to look one way and I don't look that way. And I was fine. So that was kind of a first victory. And that was the first thing that I put in my post this morning about muscle building and how hard it is and how slow it is. And one thing I wanted to add just about muscle building just in general, and then I'll tell you about my interaction, is that this process is really slow. Fat loss can seem like it's slow, but muscle building is really slow. And one thing that is helping me now, especially now after I'm not sick and I feel better and I'm ready, I'm chomping at the bit every workout day now. I have that desire back, which I haven't had in about 3 weeks because I felt like shit. But now I have it back. And I'm focusing on the process is what I guess I'm trying to say. I'm not focusing on how much muscle am I going to build. And I get that question a lot. Like, how far am I going to go with this? When am I going to know it's enough? So I don't know. I'm not focused on the end result. Like, I want to look a certain way. That's not what I'm focused on. I'm focused on the process. I'm focused on just building muscle just in general. I don't care if it ends up being a little. I don't care if it ends up being a lot. It doesn't matter. What matters to me is the process and learning how to get stronger and learning how to build muscle using these new programs that I have, different kind of training. I love that. That's what I'm trying to get out of this. That and change up my nutrition to optimize building muscle. That's kind of my philosophy with that. So if you've ever thought about you want to build some muscle, just make sure you understand it's slow, real slow. It's not as easy as we might think it is from the nutrition perspective. And you do want to do it in a controlled way and not just do a feeding frenzy, because you will gain fat, by the way. That's another thing. You will gain some fat, but you're not going to gain a ton of fat if you keep everything under control. And then if you can focus on your training and focus on the different kinds of training that you can do when you're trying to build muscle, I think that's where the joy comes from. And this has been so much fun. I am nowhere near ready to stop. So I'm going to keep going and have no idea for how long. I don't know. I kind of like this. So I'm going to keep at this for the foreseeable future. And then I'll decide to just kind of back off the extra calories and hang out in maintenance for a while. But anyway, my first victory today was going to the gym in shorts and a sports bra. Yeah, that was major victory today. Then I had a conversation with a gentleman at the gym. I don't know his name. He and I see each other all the time. He's one of those friends, you know, your gym friends. You have no idea what their name is, but you see them there all the time. You respect what each other's doing. You always chit-chat. You always say something, hey, how's it going, whatever. One of those kind of friends. And he and I were he was over at the Smith machine and was finishing up, and I was coming over in to use it, and so we started to talk. And he was asking me what I was doing differently. And I kind of looked at him and said, I am doing some things differently. And he goes, because I've seen you thinner than you are right now. And as soon as he said that, I felt like I'd been punched in the stomach. And this was just a second, just a split second of that, literally. And he did continue his sentence, by the way, and I'll tell you that in a minute. But I want to tell you my reaction, because this tells you that voices don't always go completely away. They can hang out in the back of your head and kind of jump to the front every once in a while. It's how you handle that that makes the difference as to whether you're making progress with that or not. So yeah, those voices came right up the second he said, I've seen you look thinner. And I'll stop again right there. I went into a split second of panic mode, basically. Like, oh, shit, I must be fat. I'm looking fat. Oh, no. Oh, crap. You know, that kind of stuff is what was going through my head. He continued on with saying, I like how you look now. You look healthy. You look strong. And you have more muscle. This is a great look on you. And at first, I didn't hear that. I heard, I've seen you look thinner. And I heard that in a negative context for me. And that's all I could really hear. And then I heard the other part of what he said. And then we had a discussion. He was asking me about what I was doing. And so I told him I had been increasing my calories and I was doing it fairly strategically, not tracking, but still fairly strategically, adding calories only on certain days, very slowly, blah, blah, blah. And he said he couldn't believe the difference in a positive way. And so what's interesting about that is I used to always want to be thin. That is something I aspired to for almost my whole life because I never was. I was always considered chunky or heavy. I was even given the nickname Tank when I was a young kid. So being thin was something I always wanted to be. And for someone to tell me I used to look thin, that first split second reaction was back, rewind the clock maybe to when I was a kid or a teenager, when I was striving to be thin, working, trying so hard, restricting, doing whatever, just to be thin. And it's interesting because now I don't want to be thin. That's not what I want. But yet when he said those words, the familiar voices popped into my head. But I'm able now to squash them. And that's really what I want to share with you. The voices don't go away. They kind of go into remission. Maybe that's a good way to look at it. They hang out. They don't really do much, but they're still kind of there, you know? But they popped their head up when he said, I used to look thinner. That was a trigger for me for so much of my life. And that trigger came up again. But I was able to squash it almost instantly and hear the rest of what he wanted to say to me, which was all extremely positive and very kind. And then we had a really cool discussion on what I was doing. He was asking a lot of questions because he wanted to kind of potentially pursue something similar. So the interaction was such a blessing because it made me realize that those triggers are there in remission, but they pop out once in a while, but that I have progressed so much because I'm able to squash them now. And that's what I want to share with you, that maybe instead of trying to completely eliminate thoughts or whatever from your head completely, learn how to live with them and control them. I think especially when you get to be my age, you have a lot of life you've lived, a lot of time, and it's hard to completely change anything after 59 years on this planet. I mean, it is. It's hard enough just to change something after a couple years, much less something that you've been thinking about your entire life just about. So instead of trying to eliminate it completely, learn how to control it. Learn how to just call yourself out on your own bullshit when you start thinking those things. Squash it down, step on it, visualize all of that, and then move on. The empowerment you're going to feel, I can guarantee you, is going to be amazing. And you're just going to build on that every single time some of those voices pop into your head. And those voices could be anything from, you look fat, or you've gained weight overnight. How about those voices when the scale goes up? Boy, those voices like to really rear their ugly heads. But you can squash those voices too, because logically, you know, you didn't gain fat overnight. It doesn't work that way. We know that. But we have to keep telling ourselves that. We have to stop believing that. Step out of the emotion and step back into the logic and squash it. Just squash that emotion, that, because it's irrational. It doesn't, and it's doing us no good. It's keeping us in this hamster wheel of a need of getting validated by that scale. And I used the scale as a great example because that's another thing I've struggled with all my life as well, and did not squash that one until maybe 6 to 8 months ago when Jordan was doing the Just Another Muggle Fat Loss Challenge and I hopped on board to weigh in every single day and post it on social media. And what I said back then, and when I still talk about it, I like to remind everybody, I hadn't stepped on a scale in probably 30 years prior to that, prior to 8 months ago. And if you think about that, that's insane. I would step on the scale at a doctor's office because they made me, you know, when you go for your little yearly checkup or whatever. And that produced anxiety through the roof. You know, if the scale that day said a number that I thought was reasonable, I felt pretty good. If that number was higher than what I thought was reasonable, my day was ruined. And that's no way to live off of a number from a square box that we step on. But we need, I had to step on the scale in order to get over my fear of that whole emotional connection to the scale. And so I did. And I have said that first time I stepped on the scale, I felt like I was going to throw up. I really felt like I was going to throw up. It was so hard. And then I had to post it on social media. And I did it the next day and the next day and the next day. And I think I did it close to 60 to 75 days straight. And my goal was not fat loss either. My goal was merely to show you all how the scale will fluctuate just in general, day to day to day. My goal was just basically to maintain my weight. I wasn't in a fat loss phase or a muscle building phase at that point. I was just wanting to maintain my weight, you know, stay. And by maintaining, I mean staying around the same 2 to 3 pounds-ish, something like that, just hover in that neighborhood, and which is exactly what I did. But having to get on the scale, and then that one day it might have gone up a little bit, and I had to practice squashing that voice in my head and post it on social media and talk about it. And I did. And every day I did it, it got easier and easier and better, to the point where I became fascinated with what it was going to say every day. I was like, oh, I ate this and this and this last night. Let's see what happens. You know, it became data. And that's how I got over the fear of that. I squashed it. I hit it head on. And that's what happened with me today. I had this fear initially of going to the gym dressed in my shorts and sports bra. And then, once I got in there, I was fine. But I got over that little hump. And then this gentleman unknowingly said this trigger that just brought it, this horrible trigger for me right up instantaneously for a matter of seconds. And then I squashed it back down. That's what happens with practice over time, having conversations with yourself and not listening to your own bullshit, which I had done for years and years and years. So the conversation ended up great. I helped him kind of get a little plan together that he's going to give a try and see what happens. And I ended up killing a workout today like I haven't killed it in a long time. And I felt amazing. So just wanted to throw this out there that we sometimes feel like we look a certain way, but we don't. We feel like we've gained fat overnight, but we didn't. All those things are just our emotions taking over. And we need to be aware of it, number one. We have to be aware of it. And then we have to practice squashing it. And that doesn't mean that the first time you squash it and it doesn't really get squashed, that it's a failure, it's not going to work for you or anything like that. It just means you have to keep practicing it, which is exactly what I did. And it's exactly what I want you to do too. So I hope this was helpful for you. I'll be doing a few more solo episodes as I move along here. I've got a couple good ones with some people coming up. But if there's anything you ever want me to talk about, just let me know. And thank you so, so, so much for being here. I appreciate you and love you more than I can say. Take care. Have a great day.